Seaman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. By the way, Chris, you like to make fun of my Coors Light all the time.
I played it for a reason.
Great
before this dreadful advertising campaign that they've gone on where they show commercials of women relaxing, taking their bras off and having a beer, and now the Jonas Brothers are on as they're trying to tailor themselves toward young females, which I'm very upset about that they're doing to my beer. This, the Coors Light Silver Bullet commercials,
that was a
used
cool
to
commercial.
Be about as good as they get back in the day, you know, and they played this song.
Maybe I just haven't noticed it because I don't really watch a lot of commercials. If I'm not watching,
the slice of life is gone.
No, but the bra thing with I don't think I've seen it.
It's on every time we're on the air here. Chris always
points
it out
show,
to me.
Yeah.
It is?
Now, there's the one where there's a dude taking a shower and drinking a beer in the morning, but it's a dude taking a shower, so that really doesn't get my attention. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
We all got sick in here on Friday. I don't know if it's because of this, because it's 39 degrees in here or what. Pete and I are really dying in here.
Oh, yeah, I feel fine.
To the point where once I talk more than 30 seconds to get that tickle, and then my voice starts coughing. You're hosting the final hour of the show.
Oh, really?
We're just going to kick it.
No.
Nice.
No, we'll start. He's going to break down Cuba, U.S.
Oh,
ridiculous.
And no soccer allowed, by the way.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, I'm talking about no soccer allowed.
CONCACAF League of Nations going on Friday night, 7-0. I believe we play Canada tomorrow night. It's a great. It's the sporting event of tomorrow night outside of baseball.
You know what? Shame on me for even mentioning it.
For shame.
We got a lot to talk about. Jameis Winston was horrible in London. He went and showed a whole other continent.
What gave it away?
Talking
how bad
about?
He was. We should put that in the poll. What was your favorite Jameis turnover yesterday?
By the way,
out of the six, the five picks and a fumble.
The problem is there are only four options, so we don't have enough options to list all six turnovers.
Mine was to the interception to Kuechly because there wasn't another Buccaneer within 20 yards of him.
Mine was the first play of the game.
Keep in mind, we're going over as ambassadors to London to or Tottenham, whatever.
Tottenham's in London.
All right.
That's fair.
Thank you for that. Trying to show them what football is all
by
about.
By
we
the
show
way,
them bad football, and then we got the stupid free kick rule at the end of that. By the way, what?
Real quick, it's Tottenham. It's not Tottenham. That's not how it's said.
Who said it wrong?
Every broadcaster on the game.
Now,
every single one.
It is Tottenham, but you.
It's Tottenham.
Yeah, but you.
It's not Tottenham.
Like to make fun of all my Massachusetts cities and towns.
That is a little ironic right now.
So now you're offended, and you're right.
Strike three says commercials have definitely gone downhill.
The beer was always crap.
Celtic Lover says the Twins were the best Coors Light commercial. The Twin Light Coors.
Oh,
that
was pretty good, yeah.
I can't talk. This
Coors Light Twins.
Coleman, thank you.
Spies like us, as Craig and Pete have a weak immune system. You guys are always saying, no, it's not.
Well, I noticed that.
I had a cold two weeks ago.
I think I feel good. It's just in your head.
What do you mean you've noticed that? Because before I got sick like 2 weeks ago, I had gone like a year and a half without ever being sick. I've never taken a sick day here in the entire time you've known me. How can you say that about me?
I'm just saying you guys have been sick a lot recently.
Yeah, well, recently, yeah. This has been a rough fall. A rough autumn.
Right, I don't know. Did you not get your flu shot?
Not yet. I was going to get this weekend, but I was sick. You don't get a flu shot when you are sick.
No.
I get it next week.
It's too late.
I don't have the flu right now.
I
have an old-fashioned cold or sinus infection, one of the two. But when this dies down, I'm going to go get a flu shot like I do every year.
Blame the golf and fishing guys.
Yeah, what are
they? That's who you blame?
No.
Is that what they're doing?
Well, the golf guys weren't in this week.
They weren't in this week. That's right.
And you got sick on Friday.
We were sick last week.
Yeah, we were sick on Friday.
So whatever.
Like, what's that little tiny Wendy's cup right there in front of you?
Oh, Sheila brought that in from down the
hall
for him.
Sheila got herself a lunch. It came with a free Frosty. She probably didn't want anything unhealthy. I took it and ate it.
You know, the worst thing you can do when you have a head cold and sinuses is drink a lot of dairy because
dairy.
It enhances your mucus.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Worst thing
you can do. Cold dairy.
I'm going to be mucusy,
dairy.
You know what, tomorrow. Mucusy pucus? I'm double barrel ice cream and Coors Light for the Lions on Monday Night Football. That's how I party, people.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'll have some ice cream early on, and then I'll probably have a beer later.
Why wouldn't you do that in reverse?
Well, you know what?
Why don't you make an ice cream float out of the beer?
Now, that's just stupid and ridiculous.
Rum raisin? What are you talking about? That'd be a delight. an absolute delight.
And of course, like a big stein that he has.
Seriously.
And drops a scoop of rum raisin in it.
About this. If you get an ice cream with a lot of caramel in it, nice salty note to it, the saltiness with the bitterness of the beer, it might be a nice 1-2 combo.
How about just a salted caramel ice cream? That's like an up and coming. If I were to have power rankings for ice cream, salted caramel's quickly rising.
Is it?
Well, that's a great
But I feel like that being in a beer, it wouldn't be that bad.
I'd be willing to try it.
Yeah, like I'm intrigued at this point.
Okay, very good. All right, your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown in the 5 o'clock hour, 7 minutes past. Here's Chris.
We got baseball tonight, game 3 of the NLCS from D.C. The Nats hold a 2-0 series lead over the Cardinals. First pitch, 7:38 on TBS. Your starters, Jack Flaherty for the Cardinals and Steven Strasburg for the Nats. Packers host the Lions tonight to close out week 6 on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts here at 7:30 with kickoff at 8:20 on ESPN. And NBA players not happy with Adam Silver because of their time in China.
I definitely want to get into that. They resent being put in the middle of all that. Both the Lakers and the Nets sat down with Adam Silver. Before we go any further, though, Faith texted. And by the way, I'm glad Faith texted in because she says the dairy causes mucus when you're sick thing is not true. It's an old wives' tale.
Well, all I know is when I'm sick and have this type of thing and I have cheese or ice cream or anything dairy.
Sounds delightful.
It seems like I'm going to hock loogies for the rest of the day.
Now, Faith, as long as you have the phone in your hands, could you please call in and explain
your Georgia
Bulldogs and whatever that was against the South Carolina Gamecocks and how you ruined your entire season? You know the number, 239-337-ESPN. I'll clear all the lines for you.
She did not ruin the entire season.
It was such a strange game because they couldn't get anything going offensively.
Yeah, and
it's like they wouldn't give. I don't know if the receivers weren't getting open for Fromm. They weren't giving him enough opportunities. Because I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch all that game. I was kind of fixated on Texas OU.
Yeah.
It was a weird game, but it's the SEC. That's why you don't take anybody for granted. You can't take anybody for granted. I mean, South Carolina has not lived up to expectations, but they're not some. You can't. And that's why Florida better be really careful this week. They're going in there, and I mean, they're coming off an emotional. Gamecocks coming off an emotional, one of the biggest ones they've had in a couple of years, and Florida's coming off a very emotional loss. It's an interesting game for Florida this week going in there.
Absolutely.
But
I will have to say this, having lived in South Carolina for the Gamecocks, Georgia is their second most important game on their schedule. Clemson's their most important.
Absolutely.
Georgia by far is their most
Rodrigo
important.
But Rodrigo Blankenship misses a 42-yarder, and then he misses, you know, a chip shot. I mean,
I think he needs a new set of glasses. He can't see the uprights.
He never misses, except for the other. Well, he doesn't miss until yesterday, Saturday.
Well, it looks silly Saturday.
Tough loss. They
Speaking
can still
of
recover.
Which, Faith, thank you for picking up the phone and calling. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How was your day at work today?
It was delightful.
All right. And how was your weekend?
My weekend was interesting.
Where did you watch the game?
How do you explain yourself?
I can barely hear you all for some reason.
All right. Tell me why Georgia sucked.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Wow. Coming right out of the gate at me, huh?
Yeah. What happened?
Like I know.
Well, Craig seems to think that your Bulldogs...
Jake Fromm spent far too much time on the ground.
Yeah.
That's true.
No doubt.
That's true. He still threw for 295 yards. He had 3 picks. That was a major problem. But Faith, you know, if they run the table, they will be in the college football playoff.
No, they will not run
the table. Yes, they will.
No,
they absolutely got 3 ranked teams they're playing.
Pete, remember that year when Alabama didn't even make it to the championship and they still made it to the playoffs? That's what's going to happen to Georgia.
You're proving his point.
The ceiling is 5. They won't get put in.
Faith, if Georgia runs the table, and that's the tough games coming up, as you know, Kentucky, then home against Florida, home against Missouri, Florida, Missouri, ahead of them, the 2 teams ahead of them in the standings right now. They win those 2. They're back in first place in the SEC East. Then they got at Auburn versus Texas A&M, and then at Georgia Tech.
Agreed. I was honestly a little concerned about the cocktail party until I saw Florida's defense give up 42 points.
Well, that was,
I wasn't as concerned.
But that's to LSU.
Wait, well, Faith. Hold on, Faith. Let's not be casting aspersions on the Florida Gators after Saturday.
Because that way they were ahead in the fourth quarter. Don't forget that.
Gators all the time. I hate them. I don't care who they played. I don't care who they lost to. The fact is that they lost. And, yeah, it was definitely a far better team than USC, but the Gators lost. Really all I care about.
Well, you should also feel bad that not only did you ruin your own season at Georgia, you ruined Notre Dame's too, because their quality loss to you is no longer a quality loss.
No, don't listen to him at all,
but
Faith.
It's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It just feels good to beat that team, right?
Yeah,
because they're dodgeball.
I mean, yeah, they lost to USC in a terrible matchup, and the Pats are 6-0.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Faith. Thank you for being a great sport and calling in. I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you.
Bye.
Keep the faith, because your Bulldogs, if they run the table, they will be in the college football playoff and probably be ranked not only four, probably in the top three.
Did you hear how she snuck in that the Pats are 6-0 at the end of that?
You're absolutely right, Pete.
What?
If Georgia runs the table, they're getting into this playoff.
There's no doubt about it.
It's just
not the big hip. There's a tough skip.
Who's not? Who's not getting in from the SEC?
Everybody else, if they run the table.
See, there'll be teams in before them. I'm telling you.
No, there won't be.
Hold on, Craig.
No, look at the schedule they're playing.
I've done this 1,000 times today.
No, you have. And I'm telling you, if they run the table, there's no way they're not getting in. There's no way.
You're telling me. And look, I know that it's a long path.
It's a
very tough path.
Very long.
But if you beat Florida in the cocktail party.
Yes.
And beat Missouri the next week.
You beat Missouri.
Forget about Missouri.
Missouri's in first place in the division right now.
That's a lie. They haven't played anybody. They're going away.
I'm just telling you. They're 2-0.
Let's forget about Missouri.
Missouri just is
fire. You still got Florida and Auburn on the schedule and an SEC championship game against Alabama or LSU. It's undefeated.
First of all, you just mentioned two teams that are not ranked. What, Auburn and Florida?
Auburn's 11th.
Fine. That's not going to help them jump into the top four?
They're 9-11. Like the respect
beating them right now. If you
11,
beat them right now, that will not propel you into the top.
That's
four.
Not what I'm saying. That's, but losing to them will eliminate you from the top four.
Absolutely.
So continuing to win, and winning the SEC championship. You think that a one loss SEC champion is not getting into the college football playoff?
Who are we playing on the other side?
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Alabama or LSU?
You should care.
Alabama or LSU.
This happened 3 years ago. Alabama didn't even make it into your championship,
Alabama,
and they still made the playoffs.
Or LSU. Pick it.
That's who's going to the playoffs.
If
right
Georgia
now.
Beats that team, though.
They're both
going
to go.
They're going.
It's not happening.
Yes, it is.
Look, I
if
agree
they run
with
the
you
table,
that, I don't think that I don't think Georgia can beat LSU or Alabama.
Yeah.
But if they do it, they're going to the playoff. It's just
a week ago, you two Jamokes just told me Notre Dame had a path to go undefeated
and get
into the playoff.
We said
six days ago you said they could, and now they can't.
They had to win out, and everybody had to get like two losses, which is almost impossible. Almost impossible.
I can't do this revisionist history. You guys railed on me last week.
It's not revisionist. I mean, I don't think Georgia's going to run the table. I don't. But if they do, there is no doubt that they are in.
They're not eliminated.
Hold on. Pete, Chris, just hold on. Just bear with it. Take a breath.
I can't.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but I am the de facto expert on college football here. I don't know if y'all noticed. I went 8-0 in the pigskin picks. I'm the two-time defending champion, and I went 6-0 with my Skittles on the side.
Yeah.
I basically know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to football. You guys are just learning in my
You also are not even close to your theory that if Georgia went, you'd be on an island so far with only two Skittles and by yourself that if Georgia wins out, they are going to the college football
Chris,
playoff.
You also
sticky
that's
right
a big
now.
If. You also
sticky
you also
right.
picked oh, Michigan to get to the college football playoff. So I don't know if you're this expert that you're
hold
touting
on,
yourself
hold on.
To be.
So a little I. off on that one. Georgia's ceiling is 5. It's their ceiling. Put it down.
Absolutely not.
I'll put it down. I don't think you want me to put it down.
I'll bet you. I want you in Sharpie black pen.
I bet I will put this out there. How about this, Mr. Know-It-All? Put it up.
That's a Texter's name. That could get confusing.
I will buy you a week's worth. Every week, I will buy you a sandwich. If Georgia runs the table and does not get into the college football playoff, I will buy you a year's supply worth of sandwiches. You ready to take me up on that? No, they have to run the table.
Your money.
And I'm not saying they are going to run the table, but you're saying even if they run the table, they're not getting in.
Yes, and your sandwich money is no good with me because I'm 7 weeks into Jim Harbaugh still being the head coach on day one of Michigan, and I haven't seen that sandwich yet.
I've said, tell me what do you want, and you keep saying
meatball.
Okay.
I said meatball.
Okay. Then meatball. So, are you willing to risk 52 weeks of sandwiches?
52 weeks
of
sandwiches?
If Georgia runs the table, the bet is you and doesn't get into the college football playoff, then I owe you 52 weeks of sandwiches. And if they do get in, and they will get in if they run the table, you owe me the same.
Amount of thumbtacks.
Are you willing? There's some right in here. Are you willing to put that kind of a bet on the line? Because I am.
You don't even have to worry about it. Georgia's not running the table.
Look, you don't know that. Probably
I
not.
I do know that, Chris. I do know that.
You
I'm very
one.
Comfortable.
You took five.
They could even beat the South Carolina Gamecocks at home against a third-ranked quarterback.
It's the SEC. That's the way it goes sometimes. It's always an upset or two during the season. It happens.
At home.
So are you willing to put your sandwich money on the line for a year? If Georgia runs the table, you insist they won't go to the college football playoff, and I absolutely guarantee you they will.
I'll bet you if you go online right now and Google fire.
It's a simple question.
FireKirbySmart.com. I'll bet you'd find it.
It's worse than a politician.
I
yes
bet you'd find
no?
it. It ain't happening.
Yes
or no. I like to deal in realities.
Okay. So you, then you have no problem taking the bet.
I don't want the bet. I'm not even interested in the bet. I've got my sticky pad right there.
He won't do it because he knows Georgia could do it.
FireKirbySmart.com is not a URL. You can purchase it.
I think that'd be a good business decision by me
to
buy that right now.
You are so sure. Domain you have no conviction in this at all because you will not stand by your claim that Georgia would not go to the college football playoff if they run the table.
By the way, speaking of which.
So you're really scared. You're scared of that bet.
Nick Saban is now 0-18
I don't care.
Against former
Nobody
assistants.
Cares.
You mean 18-0.
Oh, he's 8. That's right.
If you want to buy the URL FireKirbySmart.com, you can email buy@FireKirbySmart.com. It's listed $500 or best offer.
Wow. Somebody was thinking ahead on that deal.
Yeah, they were. Site was active January 21, 2016.
He won't take 52 weeks of sandwich bets because he knows that if Georgia does win out, they will go.
I don't think so.
Well, then take the bet.
It's not going to happen.
Why?
Because
you're so sure they won't go. And I'm not.
It's going to be one of these stupid bets. Where we're going to be sitting here in December, going, "Hey, what if happened?" Well, I'm
sorry. No.
Georgia's got two losses now. I guess that's a moot point.
No, Georgia gets two losses. You get your sandwiches free for a year.
Quantum
Every
Leap
week.
Says you guys might as well debate if the Dolphins will win their remaining games.
Fact! Thank you, Quantum Leap!
Quantum Leap, you're so far off base.
No
this
knows.
Is the number three team in
his
the
name
country.
Is Quantum Leap. He's gutsy enough to take a big jump and jump off.
You're not gutsy enough.
He's right
Quantum
there.
Is actually a very small leap.
You are so convinced that Georgia won't make it. You're scared. You are absolutely terrified of this bet.
No, it's more than I'm not take. Interested in it.
How can you? You think it's a sure thing. You think it's a sure thing, so why not take me up on it?
I'm bored with it already.
What?
You're on a heater
bored
right now.
With it.
I'm on a heater?
You're on a heater.
You know what, Chris? I am
I'd take
red
him.
Hot right now.
I'd take it.
Did I mention I'm undefeated in pigskin picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't take the bet.
I'm not interested.
It's a sure thing, you said. Georgia wins out, they won't get in. So,
fact, I can let
so
my state.
So I am here offering you maybe a sandwich free for a year, a week for a year,
yeah.
And you are not going to take the bet.
The New England Patriots have lost their second fullback of the season, Jakob Johnson on injured reserve today.
Yeah,
that's
breaking
why. News.
And LaCosta is hurt, and that's why Ben Watson's going to be official by the end of the day. And Kill Harry's coming back, too, this week, I think.
Wait a minute. Ben Watson, they just cut it. He's coming back?
I told you last week that's probably going to happen.
Lesser deal, huh? Well, Ben was acting all sorrowful and sad. Yeah. Like, woe is me. My career's over.
Well, Bill said there wasn't a roster spot. Now there is. Because two guys get hurt.
Purdue Burger Kyle guy wants to know if this is the year that an SEC team doesn't get into the playoffs. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, no, that will never happen.
I could make the argument the Big Ten gets two in and not the SEC. I could make the argument.
Well, let's see how the season plays out. I could also
That's
make
what
the,
I always
I could
say.
Also play, make the argument that three SEC teams get in.
That will never happen.
Oh, but it would be so great for the sport.
But you know it would not happen.
It would piss off every other fan base.
Which is what I would love to see.
Let's alienate the rest of the country.
That's fine, but it would put my chaos theory back in play again.
Looking at you, West Coast, Pac-12 country. Why don't you guys step up to the table and put a competitive team out on the field, huh? One time.
I agree with you.
One time as an adult, I would love to come in here and talk about a Pac-12 good football team. Not an overrated Washington Huskies that's going to go out and get blown out by Alabama.
So LSU, say...
Justin Herbert.
Say...
Overrated.
By the way, Oreo texting in. If Michigan wins out, will they go? Well, yes, of course they win. If they win out.
Ridiculous conversation.
It's not happening. Yeah, I don't think let's see if they get by Penn State this weekend, which I don't think they will.
52 sandwiches. He won't take the bet.
Because
it's so
preposterous.
I'll take a 52 sandwich bet.
Yeah?
Just on the sheer volume right now.
How do you
That's like somebody
that
giving
bet.
You a 1,000-to-1 odds. And you again, take the 1,000-to-1 odds. I don't care what it
wait
is.
Wait, I only have to give up one sandwich if
for
I lose?
No, you give up the whole year. That's the whole thing.
Oh, no, see, I thought he was giving you 52-to-1 odds.
I was thinking
odds.
You were with Chris. I was about to take it, but no. It's 50-50.
You're so sure it can't happen that you should have no problem taking
Stay
the bet.
Stay woke with the text of the day and living up to his name. SEC is overrated. Stay woke. I invite you to call in and explain
How
your theory.
Do you come up with that?
Please, I invite you, area code 239-337-3776. You give us a call, stay woke. I'll leave you on for as long as you want. You lay out your case why the SEC is overrated.
You're going to get the SEC sucks. Big Ten.
There's no...
I'll make a case for 5 teams getting into 4 spots from the SEC.
I knew it. I knew that was coming.
Throw Auburn in there, too.
5 teams in the 4-team playoff.
That's
I knew
a playing
it.
Game for the 4th spot because both Auburn and Georgia will be tied for 4th. How about that?
That's the kind of logic I'm dealing with on a daily basis.
And you're so chicken, you will not take a bet that you think that if Georgia won outright the rest of the way, you say they have no
you're
chance.
You're just trying
to
glob in. I've already got my sticky pad with Chris because he came in here, got the thumbtack. I made my statement. I'm staying by
what
it.
What was that now?
This is Georgia's ceiling is number 5.
Yeah.
From 10-14.
Yeah.
Do you want me to time stamp it, or is the date good?
I'm pretty good with the date.
Okay.
I'd say 5:15.
Yeah.
P.M.
If you want to.
Yeah, let's time stamp it.
Overruled, I like you. Lions 35, Packers 28. Take that to the bank, because I'm red hot right now.
Yeah, any team with one loss right now, if they run the table, they're getting in.
Florida run the table, they're
because in. You run the table, that means you're going to win your conference championship, and you're going to be a one-loss conference champion.
Yep.
If you're outside of the Pac-12 in a Power 5, that's the formula.
The wild card in this whole thing that could screw a lot of things up for a lot is Missouri. And let's see how good they are.
Missouri is a
fluke.
You know,
they lost their first game in a fluke, and they won 5 in a row.
But it was a fluke to Wyoming.
They played Indiana-caliber teams
first game
here.
Of the season. I understand that. But I promise you, they are going to be a spoiler for somebody.
Did you say
in
they,
some games.
They have to play LSU? Who do they have to play? Missouri?
They're going to play Florida?
Florida and Georgia?
They
might beat Georgia. Georgia
play,
sucks.
They're
Missouri's
play at Georgia,
in the East.
They'll play at Georgia and home against Florida in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, they might win the Georgia game because they're no good. They're not going anywhere.
The only
what
reason
did you say about Georgia? You had them like...
The only reason that the SEC ever loses games is because they play the SEC.
You're talking about a kid who never misses a chip shot.
Hey, that's why you play the games, Pete.
Okay, but if
but Georgia, it was against the Gamecocks.
If Georgia won that game, where would you say Georgia would be?
What are they now? 9th?
Yeah.
They would be.
They were third.
Were they tied for 3rd?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be tied for 3rd.
No.
They'd fall to 4th.
Well done.
But see, here's the deal. As my point always comes back to you two, wins and losses mean things.
And right.
they won
You're
the
right.
game, this would not even be a conversation.
And if they
but
win,
they
and
did
if
it.
They win out, it won't be a conversation either.
And future games also count for something.
Yes, sure. They do.
That's all I'm going to say.
And the toughest conference in America.
Don't forget tonight, Monday Night Football on 99.3 ESPN.
Go Packers.
SEC is like between college football and the NFL.
Except it's not.
Closer to the NFL.
Except it's not.
Like, we could have a real...
Like the
interesting
Dolphins,
tournament.
Do you
between...
want to have that conversation? The Dolphins could beat LSU right now. That'd be tantalizing.
I'll take the points with LSU. I know this; they have the better quarterback going into that game.
Dude, he's NFL ready.
He's
those
so
throws,
good, man.
Those throws,
Joe Burrow.
Would you rather have him than Tua?
Bobby the Hater. College football is so boring. What are you nuts?
Wow!
Wow!
How about that? Can't go there with you on that one. Monday Night Football tonight, 7:30, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Pump up the jam.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
It's a Monday. Talking a lot of football here today. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the third Tuesday of the month. That means we're down at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound track to play some poker at 7 o'clock. Every one of you are invited. It's so easy to get to. Right off of I-75 and Bonita Beach Road.
Doesn't matter what level you're at. Good stuff.
Oh, really
does. Good time.
And if you knock one of us out with a bounty, it's $100 cash, cold hard cash, like a C-note, you know, named after me, actually. And so there, you can have that. Let's talk some football here. Jameis Winston yesterday went over to London to show how we play American football and gave the worst example possible by throwing 5 interceptions and had 1 fumble as well. Now, afterward, his comment was kind of amusing. He said to the media afterward, yeah, that's no big deal. Chris is typing. He can't play it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Stand by.
I can play it.
Well, you're on the other end of the room. How long are you?
I have to slide from over here to over here.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
It's like taping, you know, games.
Here's Jameis Winston. I've had a lot of bad games.
Oh, no, I've had a lot of bad games.
Yeah.
But hopefully I play more good games than bad games.
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot of bad
games.
Boy,
he really sounds upset about it.
I think that was hilarious.
Really sounds upset about it.
You know, it got to the point where some of these quarterbacks, where Jameis had the 5 picks, but at about the time he had 3. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. After he already had, how many he finished with? 3?
Maybe Baker had 3, yes. Baker
what?
Had 3 picks, yes.
Baker?
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you know they're behind, and they're going to have to take chances and start slinging it a little more, and you know more were coming. That was kind of my spectator sport on Sunday. How many more were they going to get?
So the most interceptions thrown in a game, well, that's not the NFL. That's the Pro Football League.
It was one by
so
what's his name? Buffalo.
Well, Nate Peterman at Buffalo, I thought he had 5. It was a 5. In a half. I thought it was a half.
I thought somebody had 7.
The most is 7.
Yeah, and that was not too long ago, right?
The most recent addition was Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer.
Steady.
BYU.
Sorry, for the Detroit Lions against the Cleveland Browns.
Ty Detmer?
There's 7.
What year was that?
2001. Prior to that.
Same quarterback that upset Miami in 1990 or 91 in Provo when the Hurricanes were ranked.
Prior
number one.
To that, Steve DeBerg did it for the Bucks against the Niners in 1986. And in 1977, Kenny Stabler did it for the Raiders.
How many? Again,
7.
The Snake had a bad day.
Wow. They had a good team that year,
so
too.
Are you telling me 2 of the top 4 all-time interception games by quarterbacks are Buccaneers?
Well, no, there's a whole list of 6 as well.
Oh, okay.
A whole list of 6. Oh, my gosh. How have so many quarterbacks thrown 6?
Everybody has that one bad day where they just say bleep it and chuck it downfield.
Peyton Manning is on this list.
Oh,
he
yeah,
threw 7 or 6 in 2007 against the Chargers. Brett Favre is on this list. Joe Namath is on this list twice.
Good company.
Oh, here's a name. Huh. Should get everybody excited. Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. How
Norm!
About that?
Rams.
Yeah. And then 5. So he's there were 50 players in NFL or in pro football history who have thrown 6 or more interceptions.
What was the day that Stabler threw in 77? Because they had a hell of a team.
You want Stabler in 77?
I think they were 13 and 3 that year.
It was just a game that got away from him, Pete.
In 77,
11-3, I should say 11-3.
He was 10-3 as a starter.
Yeah,
good.
But I mean, they were.
That was in a 14-game season.
They lost to Denver 30-7. They lost to the Chargers in San 12-7, and then they lost to the Rams 20-14.
List music. Darn it.
Darn it.
We keep forgetting. Thank you, 239. Assistant Program Director 239. We've got to remember to get that list music.
And I remember that was a game against Burt Jones and the Colts. Remember that 37-31? That was one of the best playoff games ever, too.
Burt Jones.
Yeah,
right
I
up
do.
There.
Well, Chris
right
doesn't.
Up there.
I absolutely remember that.
Well, good times.
I mean, I don't, but if I were there, I would have.
Gasbag says Nate Peterman would have crushed that record had he played the second half instead of being benched.
It was five, right?
Yeah, it was 5.5.
Yeah.
First half.
That was a really good Ravens defense.
Still, five.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's funny, that year, and the Raiders had a really good season. They made it to the AFC Championship, lost to Denver. Dallas eventually won that year. Kent Stabler that year was 169 of 294, 2,176 yards, 20 touchdowns, 20 picks.
MVP.
Mediocre. But getting it done back in that
day.
Oh,
those are great quarterback stats back in the day.
No.
You guys growing up thought that the high point for completion percentage was what, like 58%? Like that was a good year?
60 was unattainable.
But
we got quarterbacks passing 70 now.
I know. It's crazy.
Well.
It's crazy.
For equal time, we talked about the Bucs. Here's Brian Flores. Remember, they almost ruined Tank for Tua by Fitzmagic coming in after Rosen was benched. He ends up scoring what looked like to be a game-tying touchdown, except Flores decided not to go for one, decided to go for the win and go for two. Hey, why not? You're 0-5. They didn't get it, so they still don't have a win. Here's Brian Flores.
Trying to win the game, pretty much. Talked about it. We felt good about the play. Something we worked on all week. We had an opportunity to win the game, and that was the thought process there. They made a good play. They were ready to go on it. But, you know, we're going to try to win the game in that situation with the amount of time left. So
there you have it. I just see Aqib Talib is out. Adam Schefter, I just saw a flash. More bad news for the Rams.
Let's see.
Yeah. Also, in case you missed, I can't remember if we mentioned this on the air or off the air. Adam Silver had a little sit down with the Lakers and
the Nets.
Yeah,
we're going to get into that. Yeah, because the
they were livid at him.
If we're going to get into it, we got to get into it.
Aqib Talib's going on IR due to his rib injury, according to Adam Schefter. He could return later this season.
Wide receivers across the league are putting their chains back on.
Wow. Exactly. All right, what do you mean if we're going to get into it, we got to get into it?
If we want to talk about the NBA players in China, this is it. This is our opportunity to do it. After this, we have no more opportunity to do it unless you want to wait until the 15th of October.
Let me tell you. let me tell you what happened here.
Tomorrow.
I'm awesome.
Right, that's what, yeah.
I'm awesome at reading in between lines. Kyrie Irving. Don't flip me off. Kyrie Irving and LeBron James let it be known that they were ticked at Adam Silver. I know exactly how this went down. Sat down and met with the Nets and the Lakers. And they said, how dare you put us in this mess where we can't talk, we can't defend ourselves, this is an embarrassment to the league, and you're putting us in a position that may risk billions of our dollars. What do you think about that, Commissioner?
And they also know that if they had spoken, they could be subject to being arrested for some trumped-up charge that only the Chinese government
I'm telling you, they don't want to go back over there anymore.
No, why would you?
But aren't we kind of locked in? I mean, that's our...
I mean, if they don't broadcast the games anymore...
That's our billion-dollar market. That's our $4 billion market.
Right, but what I'm saying is if the Chinese say, no, we're not airing any of your games over here, then that's when the NBA says,
but like
fine,
you said,
we're not getting the money from you, so why are we going to send our product to you?
Adam Silver should have held his own press conference and explained what was going on before throwing all the players under the bus.
He wanted to, and the NBA, or in China, said, you're not having any press conferences.
China.
He could have spoken to somebody local and one, you know.
Oh, I have no doubt that he will speak when they get back stateside.
You got to wait till they get back.
You got to wait till everybody gets back on American turf, American soil.
You're right about that. Can you just kiss $4 billion goodbye? Can you cultivate that in India?
I don't know. This is such a tough spot for Adam Silver.
Yeah, now he's getting reamed by his superstar.
He didn't do anything either. Well, he's got a very, very thin line to walk right here.
And I'm sure he sat there and took it and let LeBron vent like the prima donna that he is. Because now... LeBron's not just player,
isn't he a Madonna?
Assistant head coach. Oh, yeah. Now LeBron's the commissioner of the league.
Yes. Is he a prima donna? Like, he's earned the right to be a Madonna.
No, he's players play, coaches coach. Know your place. Yeah. Okay.
So no player in any sport ever has the cachet to speak out, huh?
Anybody on the Patriots have it? I don't think so.
Tom Brady does.
I don't think he does.
No. He does have it.
I don't think he does.
Tom Brady could say whatever he wanted to. Robert Kraft is not letting him go anywhere.
Then Bill Belichick would quit the next day.
No.
I can dream, can I?
They're like the chicken and the egg.
Fantasies. But I don't think they're going to play there next year. I don't.
Again, if all the billions of dollars in sponsorship money dry up from China, why would you go over there?
It wouldn't.
Makes no sense.
You wouldn't.
Go and put your preseason games in markets that still carry you. India.
What if we
North
had
Central
what,
Africa?
What if we had outside of one of our arenas in the United States something that said F to the Chinese government, like they had FU to Maury. But Chinese looked like teenagers. Nobody did anything. Stood right outside of that arena. What if we did that here? Obviously, there would be.
Yeah.
They would. All hell would break loose.
Yeah.
From the Chinese problem, government. They'd be like, how can you allow that?
The problem is that would never get over there. Because the state-run media would not let it get over there. It can't become a news story because they don't have news over there.
But they'd hold it against us anyway.
That's right. They'd hold it against us.
So
you really don't think LeBron's a prima donna? He's the epitome of a prima donna.
Yeah. I don't like the word. Like, he's earned that.
Has he?
Yeah. I get it. If you want to just call him a diva, cool. No problem with that. Okay. But to me, prima donna means, like, you think you're bigger and better than what you actually are.
Well, yes, but...
You get where I'm coming from there? So like, he's earned the right to become... He's no longer prima donna. He's Madonna.
But he thinks he has a sense of entitlement that...
Now he thinks he's the commissioner.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love Raw Cookie Dough's text right here. let's just be glad Roger Goodell isn't involved in this.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
A whole other
That'd
thing.
Be a disaster. Well, he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't react. But 9 months later, we'd still be asking, hey, you going to do anything about the China deal?
We're investigating.
We're investigating. That's the quote of the day, Chris.
Yeah, send out Riveron over there to find out what's going on.
All I want the NFL to do is explain to me what a freaking pass interference call is, and I can get
Nobody
out of my
does.
Life.
Nobody knows.
At least we're not asking what a catch is anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's looking for the bright spot.
I'm spinning it.
That's fine.
I'm trying right
You're
now.
Right. We've made progress in that that little dilemma, I think. What is UCF Jeff doing?
He said it's not prima donna, it's prima donna.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
He just spelled
he's
it.
A, he's
and how can
a
he
joke.
Tell how I'm spelling it when I'm orating
he's
it?
He's making a joke
I know
about
he
Madonna
is.
The singer as opposed to see the little emojis afterwards.
But that was the joke that I made.
Yeah.
You can't make my joke again. The joke's been made.
UCF Jeff is on 20-second delay. By the time we say it, we've moved on 20 seconds later.
I think it's been out there. It's been out in the ether.
All right, we have a Twin Peaks Twitter poll. When we come back, we'll update you on what you got. Jameis Winston, Mariota, Rosen, or Goff, who had the worst day as a quarterback? We'll update that for you. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard making it to the finish line with his cold. Chris seems to be fine. I don't know.
Hanging in there.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks, your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. Made from scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer. Sounds absolutely delightful. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Today is October 14th on this day. Happy birthday, Usher. Usher. 1978. Joe Girardi, former skipper of the Yankees, was born in 1964. Stephen A. Smith.
And the Marlins.
Yeah, that's true.
The Marlin first.
That's true. Good call.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith. Happy birthday to you.
I don't care.
Leonard Bernstein died on this day in 1990, as did Bing Crosby. Baseball in 1862, baseballer James Creighton ruptured his bladder hitting a home run.
Oh, Jimmy.
He died 4 days later.
Ooh.
Winnie the Pooh makes its literary debut in 1926.
A.A. Mone?
Literally?
Huh?
Literally?
Literally made what?
It was playing words.
No, he did. Oh, I get you. Literal. Yeah.
That better.
That E.R., he's a bummer.
Hurry up before I die.
Smallest crowd in the World Series in 1908, 6,000 to see the Cubs beat the Tigers. And, on this day in 84, my Tigers beat the Padres to win 4-1. One of the greatest days of my life.
Nice. Congratulations, Craig.
Was it this day or yesterday that Big Poppy hit the grand slam to tie the game and Torrey Hunter flipped over the bullpen?
Not today.
That's not what we're doing today.
I thought it was yesterday. I might get this today.
1978 was when Reggie – you remember this. Chris won't care about this.
Three home
remember,
runs?
No. The other most famous play he had in the World Series. Remember when he leaned his hip into a throw?
Oh, yes.
From second to first?
Oh, that was
Tommy
horrible.
Lasorda about broken aorta.
Tommy Lasorda had a – and he should have.
He was cheating.
Clearly stuck his big butt out
but
there.
But that's how they didn't call it. They didn't call it.
No.
They said it was a bad throw, was an error, and he got second base.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
That was horrible.
All right, Pete Shepard, update on the Twin Peaks.
Yep, we had the worst day yesterday in the NFL. A Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN. Radio choices were Josh Rosen, Jared Goff, Marcus Mariota, or Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston over almost 250 votes. 44% say Jameis Winston.
Nice.
Marcus Mariota, Jared Goff, 27%. Ooh. Marcus Mariota, 23%. Josh Rosen, 6%.
Josh Rosen got off the hook.
A lot of people commenting that the Cowboys should have been on this list.
Dak?
No.
Just the Cowboys in general.
Well, that's not really what the list was.
Well, I know that, but I'm just trying to be transparent.
We could do a list tomorrow about the Cowboys and whether you should fire your coach or not. Chris, what you got?
Oh, come on. I had a great article pulled. Okay, it's loading. Hold on 1 second. All right, so we know the new Batman movie that's coming out.
Yes.
With Rob Pattinson, the former vampire.
The vampire dude.
Yeah, so he's Batman. They have just announced that Zoe Kravitz has, she will be Catwoman.
Is she related to Lenny Kravitz?
Daughter.
Yeah.
Fact.
Daughter, yeah. So she's from Big Little Lies, if you watch that TV show.
Is this a Batman continuation of the Justice League?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Or the Christian
this
Bale
is
type.
Warner Bros. And DC Comics.
Okay, well, that's Christian Bale. That's that timeline, I think.
Well, I don't know if it's that one or
Justice League, Warner Brothers.
Well, Justice League, I know, is
they built the Hall of Justice.
Now, who? What's the Ben Affleck?
Yeah, well, he's not Batman anymore.
Right. So I don't know if Rob is taking over for Affy.
No.
That's what I call Ben Affleck.
If you call him Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's taking over, if this is like a precursor. Like
or a Justice League movie, because I saw the new Harley movie, the trailer for that, too.
Yeah. Is my girl in it?
Yeah.
Which is your girl?
Robbie Margot.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she is.
Wow. When's that coming out? 2020?
I don't know. This Catwoman is slated to come out in June of 2021.
Is it a Catwoman movie or a Batman movie?
No, it's a Batman movie. I was just using the identifier as Catwoman.
I'm down with that. All right.
Yeah. See, the goal, what's going to happen is it's going to be the Hall of Justice, just like, and then they're going to form Catwoman, Legion of Doom, or Lex Luthor and all of them.
All right, let's save our sick voices till tomorrow. That'll do it. Go Detroit Lions over the Green Bay Packers.
Mm.
Go, Pack, go!
Why? Because I'm going to hear that enough tonight.
Because I still got it in there.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Go Lions. God bless America, and I'm awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.